Palestinians began registering candidates today for a presidential election to replace the late Yasser Arafat. Interim Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has asked Palestinian militants to halt attacks on Israelis to ensure stability before the January 9th vote. Abbas is widely regarded as the strongest candidate for the presidency, but he faces a challenge from the younger generation inside Fatah, the main political movement. Israeli cooperation is also seen as critical for the Palestinians' first elections in 8 years. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy has this report.
The upcoming election has this Ramallah barbershop stirring about threats of lawlessness and violence running up to the vote. Barber Rassan Jasser stops his hair cutting long enough to offer this opinion of the early days of the post-Arafat era.
I don't feel good at all. I don't feel secure in what is going on around me. I don't feel secure about the future.
Mahmoud Abbas, who succeeded Arafat as head of the Palestine Liberation Organization, has been an outspoken critic of the use of violence in the Palestinian Intifada, and dealing with the radical factions is one of the biggest challenges he faces. This week he held several days of talks with the main armed factions in Gaza, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad. The militants publicly rejected the call for a ceasefire. It's not clear what private assurances, if any, they gave Abbas in response to his appeal for calm. Gaza-based lawmaker Ziad Abu Amr acknowledges that restoring order is a prerequisite for any election.
The previous period did not witness any serious commitment to the rule of law, and the Palestinian Authority was weakened. Now we are looking ahead, and we are hoping to solve all of these problems, the problem of law and order, reaching some kind of national accord among all the Palestinian factions, and move forward.
Political analyst Saeed Zedani says it is vital that Abbas first bring in line the factions affiliated with Fatah, such as the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade.
As a historical fact, they were created by Fatah. I mean, they know how to fall in line and how to be part of a peaceful march, even.
Zedani says the more unified the main political umbrella Fatah, the less potent is Hamas. Extremists aside, the old guard of Fatah must also reckon with the new guard, the younger generation of party militants who fought in the first Intifada and spent time in Israeli jails while Yasser Arafat and the old guard were still in exile. Now middle-aged, the younger members assail the high-level corruption inside the Palestinian Authority and demand a place at the table to carry out reform and peace talks. Ziad Abu Ain, who represents the new guard in Fatah, calls Abbas a historic figure whom the younger generation could support.
But we have some requests, changing the policy of the Palestinian people, to send the people who stolen Palestinian money to go to the court and put them in the jails, to show the people we have a real government with the people.
Whoever wins the nomination within Fatah is expected to win the presidential race. The new generation inclines toward the jailed leader Marwan Barghouti, sentenced to life by an Israeli court for murders he denies. But Saeed Zedani says Abbas would likely prevail among most Palestinians tired of the years of killing on both sides.
After 4 years of Intifada, the losses are enormous. So I think he can benefit from that, from the weariness, and also he can bet on support from the international community for a new path that he can chart. And I think he has all the elements to succeed.
Israel has avoided publicly favoring Abbas. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Mark Regev does say,
I'd like to see a leadership that's a little more pragmatic and a little less extremist.
Regev says Israel intends to remove roadblocks and soldiers from Palestinian towns in the occupied territories for the election.
We are willing to do these things. We hope to be able to do them. But we hope that the Palestinian Authority will make it a little easier for us to do these things, and that is to come down on the terrorist groups. I mean, we have specific information. Groups like Hamas don't necessarily have an interest in the elections going smoothly.
The presidential campaign officially begins today, when contenders may formally announce their bids. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.